So we're here in Carndonagh to talk football, and we're going to have some, well, a star-studded lineup, I think is the best way to describe it, coming up this evening on the programme. We've got a few All-Ireland winners in the form of Declan Walsh and Ryan Bradley. They, of course, got the Celtic Crosses in 2012 under Jim McGuinness. They'll be joining us later on in the programme as we look ahead to this huge game on Sunday at Croke Park. Now, we did think about bringing a couple of referees with us tonight because there is a few members of other clubs here. And normally, when they meet in a football field, things can get heated. But hopefully that's not going to be the case this evening, because we've got a few men from the Ní Padraig Uiscaigheán Parish who have joined us from the village of Muff. The Buncrana Club is here as well. And we've also got a few boys down from up the road in Mallon, as we're going to talk Inishowen football and how Inishowen football has developed, of course, over the last number of years. The three men I'm talking about is Daniel McCauley, manager of Ní Padraig, Paul McGonigal from the Buncrana Club, who was part of the 2014 backroom team under Jim McGuinness. And we've also got Paul Geller here, manager, current manager of the Mallon Senior Footballers. There is, of course, three men involved from Inishowen in the Donegal setup. We all know that Kieran McColgan from Ní Padraig and Kieran McGonigal from Buncrana are in there, as well as the hometown boy here. Of course, Mr. Conor O'Donnell. And all these guys, of course, are knee-deep in their preparations ahead of the All-Ireland semi-final as Donegal look to make it through to a fourth All-Ireland decider. I will have to mention the other Inishowen men that are involved as well in the support team and the backroom team. Cormac McColgan from Ní Padraig is on the support team. Shane McLean of Buncrana is the head physio. Niamh McDade from Buncrana is, Carndonagh. Apologies, slip of the tongue. Niamh, we apologise to you. Niamh McDade from Carndonagh, who's on the stats team. And from Buncrana, Oisin O'Flaherty, who's the regional SNC. So a lot of Inishowen involvement in the Donegal setup. And we're going to talk about that. I've got a frog in my throat now. That's for me calling Niamh a Buncrana lady. Apologies. At the top table, if you're watching, by the way, online on our social channels on YouTube, you're very welcome along, and you'll see three very important men at the top table. Philip McLaughlin, who's the chairman, his brother Paddy McLaughlin, who has been a coach here for a number of years, and has coached Connor from underage, and also the current senior manager in Carndonagh, Michael O'Donnell. Gentlemen, good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening.
I suppose, Philip, you're the chairman. We'll start with you. What's the buzz like around here this week ahead of an All-Ireland semi-final?
Oh, look, we're all looking forward to it. Connor's going well the last few games, and look, we have a lot to prove after last year. There's a lot of disappointment last year when we lost that semi-final, but I think that that second half last week against Mullen shows like what Donegal has made up this last while. I suppose in 2012 we were always a third quarter. We always talked about the third quarter, and we definitely done that the last game. And look, hopefully, we've great and I shown contingent there at the moment, and everybody's all up for it, and look, hopefully get the right result and go on to another final again, and hopefully get Kerry and get them back for 2014. We're still wounded from that result, so hopefully, look, it's a proud day for Inishowen and Donegal, and look, there's a big rush for tickets there all week as well, so I think we're nearly a sellout as well, so yeah. Look, I think Donegal is, look, I'm nearly sure we are going to win this game. Like, we're playing well, and Meath.
Good confident start to the program, Philip.
Yeah.
Good. We all get tickets for the game, yeah. Yeah, we're all sorted with tickets. That's the main thing. And there's been another couple of allocations over the last few days, and I think everybody's going to get sorted out in the ticket front, which is fantastic. But from a club point of view, Philip, things are going very well down here. This is my first time down at the club, and there's some fantastic facilities down here. And we're talking, we've got underage out kicking around and a few training sessions going on as well. So things very much very steady and solid down here.
No, we are sure. Like, we're out here now in almost 20 years, and we used to be in O'Doherty Park across from Kelly's filling station. It was only one pitch, and we never had enough room. And a lot of, now we have ladies football, men, underage men, hurling, camogie. We have all four codes covered, and we've almost, I suppose, from underage and adult members, 1,000 members in the club. Like, and we're still improvements to make here as well. Like, I mean, we have great facilities, and we hope to build maybe a gym in the near future, upgrade our training pitch there as well, and we have a lot of other new things happening too. We have solar panels in our sports hall and different climate action things as well going on in the club, so there's a lot happening, and We've great members. We've great everybody. Like us all, like as a, we're a team. There's everybody's involved from young and old. Like we have lotto sellers, we have grounds people here. Everybody does their bit. Like, and it's a great club to be involved. And look at
they make your job easy, do they?
They do, surely. Like, well, I'm here now a few years. I'm probably coming to the end of my tether. I know. Pat there, Mal's been on chairman.
End of your time or end of your tether?
But of both. Pat there and Mal must be chairperson for the last 20 years, I think, so I don't know what code of governance they're doing down in Mallon, but I don't know if I'll stay that long. But no, things are going good, eh? And it's we've great help and a great club here, and it's everybody's getting, and fairness all this, any show clubs do get on, I know, most of the time anyway, so we do, and there is good support from everybody in the whole Danish show, in fairness. So
good stuff. We'll bring Michael in, current senior manager down here in Carndonagh. I suppose from your point of view so far in the league, things have gone well for you, Michael. You've consolidated your place in Division 2 off the league, and now you have a championship to look forward to. I said to you when you come in here, the Niners are favourites for it, and you looked at me to say, well, you think so, Washington? Who told you that? You're going to tell me different. But from your perspective, the season, as you go to the championship, has it gone as the way you wanted, Michael?
Yeah, well, it's been a while since we've been in Division 2, so it was going to be a challenge from the start. But, you know, after the disappointment of maybe losing the championship last year, we came back and worked really hard from pre-season here in January. There was a lot of hard work went into it. You know, as the season's gone on, I think we've found our feet. You know, we lost a few games, won a few, all by, like, you know, by a couple of points. But I think we've got better as the season's gone on.
Yeah.
Last 30 against Niamh Murrow, we played really well. It was probably our best performance of the season. I'm happy with that part. You know, back in that division, it's hard to know what to expect. So I'm happy with how it went.
Yeah. Obviously Connor hasn't been available because he's been busy with other things, but you'll hopefully have him back for championship. And how important is it for you that you have a player of the quality of Connor to slot back in again?
Yeah, and he's not available on the pitch, but you know, he's a brilliant lad. Connor's still around the place. We'll see him here during a training during the week. He'll be here at our matches. You know, his brother Oran plays with us as well. It's not just about on the pitch with Connor. You know, and obviously we're looking forward to seeing him during the championship. You know, that'll be brilliant for us. But all season, he's part of our club. He's part of our team. So he's, you know, he's just a super lad to have about.
Yeah, and obviously Calvin as well. He was captain of the minors, wasn't he? So it just shows that there's real quality in this part of the country. So there is, Michael.
Yeah, no, and he's another super player. Yeah. Like captain of the Donegal Miners, it's a great achievement. And you know, he's out training with us as well. He's not able to play this year, but we see him about the place. And he's another super lad coming through.
Yeah, bring Paddy McLaughlin and Philip's brother, who you basically coached Conor O'Donnell at nearly all age groups as he came up through the ranks. And we were talking beforehand. Conor was one of these boys always had a football in his hand, up the street, heading to the pitch. Conor always came along with the football.
Conor was always, excuse me, always very dedicated. Like, but it wasn't just myself. There's a lot of other people helped out with him. Like, but he had a great attitude from a very early age, and you could see it was come up and early on. Like, and as I mentioned, like you say, Peter Caniff, whenever he went, he had a football with him, and Conor's very much the same. If he weren't training, he's out here with his own footballs, working at the house, put a lot of work on, and a great attitude. Like, and a lot of very good players have the same ability but don't have the same attitude, and that's the difference in making it to the top and not, and like that's why he's got where he is today.
And he's flying at the moment.
He's going very well, and it's great to see, because it had a tough couple of years there with injuries and one thing and another, and you know, and Jim thankfully has brought it the best in him, and it's got him under great condition, and he deserves that. And like, he had a long run, he had a number of injuries, like, and coming from North and Leashon, it's a big commitment being involved with Donegal from underage. Like, when he's involved from 14 up, like, he was Mullen fella, John Armory, up and down the road numerous times to bring him to the training. And, like, it was nothing asked for. Everything he needed to get, he got. And that helps him along the way and gives him that kind of commitment as well from the family. And it's great to see him now getting where he is. And it took him a while getting used to that role this year, but now he's really grown onto it. Yeah. And he's, as you can see this last few games, he's a real key player now in the squad.
Yeah, Michael, he's massive, so he is, for Donegal and the way they're playing at the moment, and he seems to have got better as the games have went on. And Shane O'Donnell might have got man of the match the last day, but with that second half performance, Connor wasn't too far away.
Yeah, no, he's been super. Like, you know, probably I met Paddy in Croke Park the last day, and we're probably always looking out for the Cairn man in the Donegal team, and maybe pay more attention to him. But he's really stood out in the last few weeks in particular, like, and I think he's going to be key again at the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get your take now on the game on Sunday. before we go for a break and continue our show. We haven't forgot about the rest of the day show, and boys, there is of course Caelan McGonigal and Caelan McColgan. We'll be talking about them shortly. What's going to happen on Sunday, Michael?
I'm not sure. To be honest, you know, so busy at club football, I haven't seen that much of Meath. So, but I'm sure that's going to be a real challenge for Donegal too. There's going to be, you know, it's All-Ireland semi-final. It's not going to be an easy match. It's going to be a really tough game. So, but Donegal have been, you know, I have seen them. They've been really good all year. So, let's hope so.
Paddy, your thoughts on it?
Look, Meath is a young, hungry team. They say they've nothing to lose, but they're still in the All-Ireland semi-final. That brings its own added pressure, as we found out last year. That'll take its own taking it. I think overall, or like a 1-25, we're a stronger team. If Donegal perform, expect Donegal to win by 5 or 6 points. But again, if we perform like last year's semi-final, it could go the other way, but I don't expect it. I think lessons learned from last year, and a lot of our big players are coming, including Connor, at the right time to be good, so I expect Donegal to win.
And just finally, from you, Philip, I know that you said at the start in your first piece that Donegal was going to win, but how big would it be for Cairn Donagh, for the club here, to have a player involved in a senior group that's going to an All-Ireland final if they get over the line at the weekend?
Well, it will be great in fairness. I suppose back to 2012 we had Dermot Simpson involved with the backroom team at the time, but to have a player is a bit more special, obviously, and Connor now at the moment is going very well, and we better not forget the Boncana man too. Caelan McGonigal's going to be hopefully fit for Sunday as well, which I think he could have a big game on Sunday as well, come on, probably. So look, I honestly do think we are going to win the game, to be honest, because I think Donegal is going good, and I know we're probably favourites, but Meath, I just think we're, as Paddy says, I think we're too strong of a squad, and everybody now is back at nearly full pelt now. I think we're going to go on by 3 points.
Okay, good man.
We'll go with that.
Hopefully so. Right, that brings an end to our first section. Round of applause for the three Cairn men up here at the top. We're going to take a quick commercial break on the score, and you can join us after this commercial break, where we'll be joined by members of Ní Paddraig, Bun Crana and Mallin GAA Club after these.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking a full range of Donegal jerseys and leisurewear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Yeah, you're welcome back here to the score programme tonight. You can probably hear the noise in the background. They're a noisy bunch down here in Anishowen, so they are. We're live from Cairn Donagh as we look ahead, of course, to the All-Ireland semi-final between Donegal and Meath. Still to come, we've got Declan Walsh and Ryan Bradley, All-Ireland winners from 2012, to join us. But normally, if you were to put Ní Paddraig, Bun Crana and Mallin men on a football field together, things normally get interesting. It's not going to happen tonight, so it's not. But from Ní Paddraig, Uisce Shaoin, the manager of the junior champions and All-Ireland finalists from last year, Daniel McCauley, has joined us. Paul McGonigal, a man, of course, from Bun Crana, has been involved in Donegal football for most of his life, and he was, of course, sitting alongside Jim McGuinness as part of his backroom team in 2014. And we've also got another Paul, Paul Gallagher, the Mallin manager, is joining us as well. Give him a round of applause, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Oh, good, thank you.
Daniel McCauley, it's been a while since me and you spoke. So how's life down in Ní Paddraig?
Going good, eh? Thank God, eh?
Yeah.
Good.
Good stuff. Well, this section of the programme, we're going to try and talk about Anishowen football and its growth over the last number of years. And obviously Ní Paddraig and Uisce Shaoin down in the village of Muff and the surrounding area were very much part of that over the last couple of years. And you've got a man now in Caelan McColgan there. So from an Anishowen perspective, having three men on a senior team and the list of people that we read out earlier on that's involved in the background side of things, it's huge sodas for the peninsula.
Oh, it's massive. Obviously, Nick, you're massively proud of them all, like, to be representing Donegal, especially the three players, because Anishowen won't have a great pedigree of players playing with Donegal, and they have three involved now, and three potential starters on their day when they're all fit is absolutely stunning, you know.
Yeah, and from Caelan McColgan's point of view, he's really commanded over the last couple of games, so he has.
Oh, Caelan's shown what he's all about this last couple of games. You know, he probably struggled earlier on in the year, and that's probably because he's a victim of his own success with the club. We went on so long, and then I'd imagine other players were ahead of him in pre-season with Donegal, and it just took him a while to get up to speed, and now you can see what he's all about. You know, his pace and power, and just he has everything in his bag, you know.
Yeah, but he was a vital cog for what you've done last year. Like,
oh,
he's hugely important. Even like when you looked at the All-Ireland semi-final, how key he was towards the end of that, and to take out the penalties, and
Aye, look, and you could see in All-Ireland final he was carrying a bit of an injury, you know, and he just wasn't himself, and he's so, so important to us within the club. Like, and as Paddy said earlier, you know, them players are so important to the club. Like, what they bring out of, off the pitch as well is just massive, you know.
Yeah. And what was it like, I suppose, from a Neve Padraic perspective, in the underage ranks? Because you guys down there have all brought these players along, and there's various different players at underage at county level, but what you hope is you get somebody towards senior. So what was it like in that journey for you guys bringing somebody like Keelan along?
Oh, you're massively proud of the work you put in. Like, you know, when you've seen what he put in himself, Keelan's a savage worker, and he's so dedicated and committed to off and on the pitch, you know, and he gives his all from a very young age. He had that ability just to be something different, and he just grew once he made that minor panel. You could see him once he got into the under 20 panel. He was in the 20 panels a year young, and he strived then. And ever since, he's been a mainstay, really, in the senior panel.
Nothing that he has done has surprised you, has it?
No, nothing at all, no. Yeah. Because he's always had that he's always that drive and determination just to push on, and that doesn't surprise me, no.
Yeah, and you'll not be surprised if he lines out from the start, from the first whistle at the weekend.
No.
But okay, Paul McGonigal's joining us well. Paul, good to see you.
Thanks, Ashley.
Paul, you were involved with Jim, obviously, back in 2014, which... It was a fantastic campaign, which ended on a disappointing note, obviously, at the hands of Kerry. But you've had first-hand experience of what it's like to work alongside Jim McGuinness, and there's no doubt that Jim will have these boys primed for the weekend.
Absolutely. I suppose they're cocooned a wee bit. You know, they're shielded much from the hype and nights like and evenings like this here, which we're all able to enjoy. They're trying
the
to
noise,
stay away
they
from
call it.
It
the noise.
The noise, they're trying to stay away from the noise and trying to keep it quiet, but... No, I think, and somebody's referred it earlier on there, just the experience of last year, the additions to the panel and that hunger that'll be generated from the disappointment of last year. I think we're in a really, really strong position. So, no, they'll be absolutely primed at this stage, and they'll understand what's at stake, and they've that benefit of that experience from last year. So, looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, and obviously your own man, Keelan McGonigal, is involved. Now, we wait to see if he's fit for the weekend, if he can play any part. We won't know that until we see the line out on Sunday. But Keelan slotted into that six, that centre half back position very, very easy. It was something that maybe took everybody, bar Keelan and those involved in the setup, by surprise.
I suppose it was a bit of a surprise to see him even chance there, you know, last season in that role. But he's been a really, really valuable member of the Donegal squad for a long number of years at this stage, and it took him a while to establish himself in the squad. It took him a few years. I suppose he was always seen as a midfield player that would, you know, be a ball winner, get back and get up and down between the 20s. But the trust that you place in him, the value that he has, the leadership that he has, the communication that he has, and you just can't buy that in a lot of players, and that's why he's such a valued member, and that's why he's so trusted, and why he performs so well in that role, because it is such a pivotal position on the field now in terms of manning that defence and managing that defence, and still at the same time then being able to drop the shoulder and get up the field and field the ball as well. So all being well, we'll see him talk this weekend, and hopefully he'll get a bit of game time as well, because if we can make it through to the final, he's going to be very valuable. Every squad member is going to be really valuable to try and get us across the line. But this weekend, hopefully, we'll see him in action. All right.
From a club point of view, what's it like having somebody like Keelan around the players, around the groups, and obviously for underage as well, which is key, so it is.
Yeah, and more than, and Michael referenced Connor there earlier on, Keelan's always about the club. He's always been involved in coaching as well when he's available to. So it's a great boost to the peninsula, number one, for all these players to be involved in. And within a club, there's that little bit extra, I suppose, because they've all got this hero that they can come down and watch and they can see on the field on a regular basis. And now he's teaching in, at home as well in Buncrana, so he's about more often than we've seen him previously. So, no, it's a huge thing to have. It was the same in Ryan's time as well, to have that player on your doorstep that young players, boys and girls, can look up to. They're heroes to these young people, so they are. And for that there to be on your doorstep, to have that available in your club for a pathway for others to go through, it's very valuable. It's hard to put a value on it, but it's extremely valuable, and it's great to have it.
Yeah. You didn't nudge Paul Geller there beside you to say we'll see you in the club championship in a couple of months' time?
Well, the two of them, I'm stuck between the two of them. Here, so. But just for the record too, Oisín, just in Keelan McColgan's and in Conor Donald's case, both their mothers are actually from Buncrana, and it's very, very important to put that
on the
record.
You know what, yours bad is the Kilkear man. I know a Kilkear man, and everything always reverts back to Kilkear, and you're down here, everything reverts back to Buncrana. So, but very good, very good. Paul Geller, how you doing?
Not too bad, Oisin.
Delighted that you could join us here. I'm Alan Mann and Kieran Dunne.
Yeah.
Do you be up on the hill there looking down on all these people?
Looking down, yeah.
Huh? I know your chairman, Pat Geller, gets up every morning and thinks to himself, look at me standing up here looking down at all these Kieran Dunne people. But there's a great rivalry here, so there is. It's good fun when you get on the pitch and all, and things can be intense, but there's always a fantastic rivalry in between the parishes, isn't there, Paul?
Oh, there always is. It's Malaby, our Cairns, our closest neighbours here, and underage, Muff, Cairn, like those are always the big games, and Buncrana as well, that, you know, there's even from a young age, kids are aware of that rivalry, and it brings something special to those games as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's good. We're all in the Intermediate Championship this year is going to be good. Our first game is against Buncrana, second game is against New Padraig, and you know, people are looking forward to it already. You know, it's going to be a bit special.
You played Buncrana last year in the club, didn't you?
Played them, yeah, here in the quarter final last year, yeah.
How did that end again?
Malin won, I think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah, you just went to the semi final.
It was a game that could have went either way. Like, Buncrana were on top for long spells of the game, and we got a few important scores at the end. So, but. We played Buncrana two, three weeks ago now,
yeah.
And was a draw down in Malin. Like, so there's never anything between us in those kind of games. It's always coming down to the wire.
Yeah. Declan Watch, we'll hear from him shortly. Of course, you just went through this situation with Declan back in 2012, and to have a player involved in a county setup which become a top side in the country is fantastic. You know all about it, but from an initial perspective, collectively, it's huge to have so many people involved now in this, and I'm sure the young Malin supporters and the young Malin players and the underage and even the seniors that too are also getting a lift of what's going on with the neighbouring players being involved.
100%. Like, they're all Malin's no different than anywhere else. They're mad Donegal fans, and seeing three Inishowen people that they can relate to, that they can go and watch play football up the road, it's huge, you know. And it's back when Declan and 2012, like, seeing him coming across the bridge that time, and the town full of people and kids, like, it just brings more and more kids back into the GA that they want to follow their heroes and, you know, be down training at the club.
Yeah. So the match on Sunday, how do you think that's going to go, Paul?
As Michael was saying, I haven't seen much of Meath, but they're a young, hungry side. They're physically strong, tall men out in the middle. They're going to go after Patton's kickouts, I'm sure, and put the same pressure on him that Monaghan put him under. But I do think Donegal has the depth in the squad to handle whatever they throw at him. And Donegal's style of football, it's very hard to play against. Like, who do you man mark? Who do you pick up? Like, the runners coming from everywhere. They could have 11 or 12 different scores on the day. You know, it's very hard to pin down, whereas Meath are probably relying on maybe three or four scores as well. So it's just a different challenge. I don't think the lessons learned from last year, I don't think they're going to be underestimating Meath, and they'll go into it as if they're facing, you know, a Dublin or a Kerry with that same attitude. I can't see past the Donegal win, but I don't think they're going to get it easy throughout.
Yeah. Paul McGonigal, as we said, you've been there before, you know the workings of Jim and how he sets a squad up and what the way he delivers his plan. Is Donegal in a good spot going into this game after that second half performance the last day?
I would say they are. Oisin, I think they're in a good spot. I think it's when we looked at it, I was worried about them at halftime. Expected to beat Monaghan, but at halftime you're worried genuinely where the energy was going to come out of to compete in the second half and play at the level that we knew we had to and knew we could do. But in fairness, he brought it in spades. I think that more consistent performance is what they'll be after this weekend. At this stage, when there has been a bit of a break, they're going to be really primed now, so they are for performance, and it's going to be well ingrained in them what that performance looks like, and they'll have it well drilled and well practiced. It's all about delivery now, so it is. And I just have this sneaky feeling that it's going to be delivered to a very high standard this weekend because of the prize that's available, and this prize is huge, that opportunity to go the rest of the journey. But more than Paul here said, like, I think if we played Meath, you know, 10 times this year. We probably expected to beat them 8 or 9 of those 10. Mm. And it's just a case of, do we turn up and do we deliver a performance at the weekend? I think we can definitely get after their keeper, and we've the best keeper in Ireland, and I think he's going to deliver for us on the day as well. I think I'm really looking forward to that battle between the goalkeepers, that battle between the midfield, where the game's really won and lost at this stage, between that and completing the attack. So now I expect us, again, with the depth that we have, with the experience we have, with the quality that we have, we look at their matchups, what we've got to do. We've always said, but when they're sitting in trying to discover who they're going to match up against us, that's where their job really becomes very, very difficult for them. So very much looking forward to it, but expecting a Donegal win, whatever way it comes, and it might take to the last quarter of the match, yeah. But we'll be expecting a Donegal win.
And just on the other game, because obviously you have a bit of history there with Kerry. Unfortunately, we were at the wrong end of the result in 2014. Can Tyrone make it past Kerry, or is Kerry... Are we right to think Kerry's now starting to motor after their performance the last day against Armagh? Who would you, if Donegal was to get that final, who would you prefer to meet in the decider?
Oh, that's a big question. Yeah. I don't know if we want another Ulster derby, to be honest with you. Do we want another crack at Kerry? I don't think anybody would shy away from that as well. But looking at Kerry, firstly, the last day, they were... I thought Armagh were really poor in that last half of the game. Thought they were just too standoffish even in the first half. So Tyrone will not allow that to happen. They're going to change that up. They're going to mix it up. I think in Hampsey and Teague, they've got a couple of really, really good markers as well. It's really about, from Tyrone's perspective, how much damage can they do to a Kerry defence that has question marks. So it's a difficult, difficult one to call, because Tyrone were so flat in their performance against Down and didn't really have to raise their game, and you know, played for 10 minutes at the end of it and won it comfortably. And again, they'll have learned from that, and they've stuttered their way through this whole competition, and even against a Donegal, not fair, and they could have been beaten that day as well. So hard one to call, but probably going to be one that will provide more surprises in terms of how the teams match up and play. But it wouldn't surprise me if Tyrone turned them at all, and that's just about dealing with the two Cliffords and Sean O'Shea. Everything else looks after itself.
Yeah. Final word to Daniel McCauley. We got through this section with no Hanlon's, Daniel. Or,
not too bad, handy enough.
Or okay. But you have to play both these boys in the championship as well. So, but I'm sure you'll be relishing that. Because you're up to intermediates.
You
have that big X in your back now. Like, you boys are coming to town and they'll be like, oh, here comes the junior champions here. We'll need to show them what intermediate football is.
Aye, we're underdogs. So these boys are so non-suspected of us, you know. These are the big hitters.
But listen... Caelan scored a goal, if I'm right in thinking, against Cavan, didn't he?
He did,
in the championship.
Yeah,
take another one on Sunday.
Oh, I'll take another one, no bother, eh?
Yeah.
That would be great for him, like, if he was. But hey, just to be on the pitch would be special.
Yeah. But getting a result on the pitch would be
that's number one, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so we're all going for Donegal away, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Daniel McCauley from the Padraig, Paul McGonagall from Buncrana, and Paul Gallagher from Mallon. Give him a round of applause. Thanks for joining us, men. We appreciate you coming over here to Carrandonagh, and we'll have more on the big semi-final to come on The Score here after this commercial.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Yeah, and you're welcome back to our programme here live from Inishowen as we look ahead to the All-Ireland semi-final. We are in Carrandonagh GAA Club. And we've got visitors here from Muff. We've got visitors from Buncrana. I'm delighted to say I've got backup here as well. There's a good Terman man here. Conal McGranner has joined me. So he has down in his show as well. He's been here since the late 70s, he's been telling me. So it's nice to see Conal as well. And if you're watching on our social channels or YouTube, you're very welcome along. And indeed, if you're listening online or on air, on FM, wherever you are, you're welcome. We're going to start the final segment. One man I have to mention, Gerry Doherty from Supervalue in Carrandonagh. He's a huge supporter of the local club down here. And he jumped on board very quick to sponsor our coverage of us coming from Inishowen. So many thanks to Gerry. And of course, he's a big backer of GAA down this part of the country. Okay, our final segment. We've got two men who won the All-Ireland in 2012 under the guidance of Jim McGuinness, from Mallon and the whole way from Monaghan, Declan Walsh, and up from Buncrana, we've got Ryan Bradley. Gentlemen, yous are welcome.
Hi, Ashley. Thanks, Ashley.
Listen, Ryan, you're a regular contributor now to Highland at this stage, so we'll be over to you in a second. Declan, first of all, many thanks for coming down from Monaghan.
No problem.
Delighted to see you.
Yeah.
You have a couple of puts a backup here tonight as well. Pat McLaughlin's on, and we've got Paul Geller. So when the Mallon men come to Carndonagh.
Yeah, Pat gave me the shout last week to come to this, and he told me that the relations between the two clubs are at an all-time high, so he said I'd be safe here today. So,
well, it's good to see you, and we're talking about All-Irelands, and I'm sure it brings back a lot of memories of you being involved in semi-finals in 2012 and 2014, and it's great for any show and people to have that, to still have this.
Yeah, I guess because just even driving down the road, I was thinking of the kind of the good times and the Thursday night when we brought Sam Maguire back into any show and through Bert, through Muff, over to Moville. I think it was our Thursday. We all got pints of Guinness in Moville, into Carndonagh, and then down to Mallon over the bridge, and like best times of your life, really, looking back on that. So we were very, very lucky to have that, and it's great to see any show and men involved now again, but it's best to see them. They're not just involved, they're serious contributors. Like Connor, Keelan, they're all like lead taking the charge now, and they're up there with the best players in the country. So it's great to see any showing men at the front of it now.
How would you compare how they're playing their football and their fitness levels compared to when yous were there in 2012? Yeah. Because yous were at a serious level. What's it compared to like now?
Yeah, all I was thinking at the last game was like how long my hamstring would have lasted. Like the amount of sprinting they're doing now up and down the pitch is just something. I couldn't believe the boys weren't getting injured the last day, but just the stamina and the speed they're going at the both teams. But Donegal in particular seemed to have taken it to a whole different level of just pure sprinting athletic capability. So it's brilliant to see. Yeah.
And them and his own men are certainly up there with those sprinting abilities. And but I use Kieran Moore as a prime example. The Mayo game, like the freshest man on the pitch was the 17 for Mayo, and Kieran Moore just burned him for that last point in the game, so he did.
Yeah, and
they're
fearless.
You think to yourself, where do you get the energy to do that?
Yeah, so just, they're just fearless too. Like the two, especially the Nishoan boys and Kieran Moore, Rorty, they're just fearless. They just take the ball and they go. They just take men on, and that's a great kind of freedom to have. And that's what Donegal have now, is that freedom just to go at teams. And Connor in particular, he just has like that takes kind of finds shooting opportunities, gets his points, so it's great to see that kind of freedom in the team at the minute. So
You're living in Monaghan, are you still involved in football, or is there family involved in football?
I played down there. So I played for a few years for a small club in Duhamlet, and like Monaghan were big rivals with Monaghan, so it was a tough adjustment.
But how'd that go down?
Can ask Pat, but it was a tough choice for me to leave Donegal football. It was good to experience football down there. They're football mad. Then I did the cruciate probably 2 years ago, and that sort of kind of put an end to it for now. So probably Ryan just told me he's back playing football there, and he's a couple of years on me, so hope yet.
Would you think about coaching? Is it something that interests you? Is it the way the game has evolved now?
It would, but probably not enough, to just because I just see the obsession people like Jim and the top coaches have. You just have to be obsessed with the game and be watching games all the time, I think, to be at that level. But yeah, I have a young lad down in Monaghan, Noah, so when he starts, I'll probably start coaching then. So.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, listen, we'll bring Ryan on. Ryan, how are you? Good to see you again. Yeah,
good, Oisin.
Gary Duffy has given you a pass from training tonight. So he has. So we have to thank Gary for that you can join us.
Probably give my legs a rest too. I'm 40 next month. So
right, was it forced? Was it the pass?
I'm not discussing that.
Listen, you obviously had the experience as well, building up to All Ireland semi-final in 2012. And again, it's sort of the general consensus here for any showing. This is huge to have. Obviously, Kyle McGonigal, Kyle McColgan, and Conor O'Donnell all involved here. And listen, we're not running out. These three guys, starting from the whistle at the weekend, which could be a possibility, right?
No, I think so. Especially the way they've been playing, it's going to be very hard, or it'll be very harsh if any of them get dropped. You know, you probably have to say, okay, Keelan McGonigal's been injured, but before that, he's been a vital part of the team. You know, Donegal do miss him at number six. But you look at Keelan McColgan coming in there on the Mayo game, marking Aidan O'Shea, I thought he was outstanding. I probably thought he was man of the match that day. And Conor O'Donnell, probably the last two matches, probably could have given man the match the last two matches the way he's been playing. I thought he's been outstanding. Right foot, left foot, his movement off the ball, you know. So I would put my hat on it. You know, the three boys will be starting this weekend, you know.
Yeah, which, from an Inishowen perspective, when you think about everybody that put all the hours into the development of football down here in this area, and particularly the men that coach those three, if that was to happen, that's huge, so it is, right?
Oh, it's massive. And, you know, as the lads were saying before us, they are the young boys' and young girls' heroes. You know, even my kids are at school in Buncrana, and Conor Donald's in there working at the minute where they're coaching, and they're just coming home saying Conor Donald is in school today, you know, yeah, coaching football. So it's massive for all young people. And it does, you know, when I was playing underage at Buncrana, I looked up to Paul McGonigal playing, because he was the player for Donegal in my club, you know, and that's where you wanted to be, and that's where you wanted to make that journey also. So it's definitely, it's especially now with the three players starting and being massive players, it is a huge boost to any show, and it's a massive credit to all their clubs for the effort and the work they've put in over the years, and they're getting the rewards now, and long may it continue.
Come the club championship, Kyle McColgan might be given the job of Mark and you. Will he have his hands full?
I'll not be chasing.
If Gary allows you to play that,
I'll not be chasing back after him, that's for sure.
Listen, what about the weekend? We'll come back to the Donegal game in a second, because I know you watch a lot of football. We do obviously have a big listenership from Highland's point of view in Tyrone as well, and they have an equally as important game taking place. Is there any Tyrone members in Carndonagh, by the way? Any Tyrone connections here when we're here? Not in the room anyway, but there is a few in the locality. There is a Kerry connection as well, I was told. We'll give him a shout when I mention it. Tom Hennessy, is that right? Tom Hennessy's got a Kerry connection. So, but anyway, for Tyrone and Kerry, that's a massive game for Tyrone, Ryan. Can Tyrone, I suppose, dampen down all this expectation around what's coming with Kerry off the back of that performance against Armagh?
I don't think that will bother Tyrone too much. I think Tyrone's confident enough in their own ability. On their day, you know, their defenders, they're tough, tight marking defenders. I don't think they will give the space to the Cliffords and O'Shea that they got the last day. I actually couldn't believe the Armagh number 6 was given that space to Sean O'Shea to kick points freely. They'll definitely not get that this weekend. And if Tyrone forwards click, it's going to be very hard to stop them. So I don't think Tyrone will have no fear of Kerry, and I don't think Kerry will have much fear of Tyrone, so that's going to be a real game. You know, one I actually can't call. I don't know who's going to win it. You know,
Can they beat Kerry without Michael McKernan?
I think they can. I think they've enough defenders, and they've enough tough tackling defenders. You know, I think Kerry haven't got 6 outstanding forwards. I think Tyrone maybe have more defenders. It's capable of marking the Kerry forwards. You know, I think they'll be all right in the defence department. I think it's more up front where Tyrone have to click. I think that's where they'll do the damage.
Yeah, you're nodding your head. You're agreeing with everything that Ryan is saying there. And again, this is equally just as big for Tyrone come the weekend as it is for Donegal. But they have this knack to them about beating Kerry in big games, Declan. So they've.
Yeah, and I think what Tyrone have too, they have a very strong management setup, like Malachy. O'Rourke always caused problems for us in Donegal, and we would have trained under Ryan Porter, the coach, so they have a very, very good management setup there. So, and they're always good at one-off games when they need to get a result. So I think Tyrone will give Kerry plenty this weekend. Yeah. And as the forward line, if they do click and the Canavans click and some of the young lads coming on, I do think Tyrone can cause a bit of a surprise there, maybe.
What about the Donegal management? Like, you played with these boys. Like, you've Colin McFadden in there, and you've Neil McGee in there, which is huge for the group, for them to share their experiences of being in this situation before, Declan.
Yeah, and that's what Jim always did. He always surrounded himself with good, you know, good Donegal football men that was equally passionate as he was. So, and Colin would be a great coach to any forward, and Neil, just the intensity he defended at would be great for the likes of young Rorty there, just to coach him through that. So and Jim always had that kind of tight management setup around him, and he's definitely got that in place again now. So
what kind of characters are them boys when it comes to being on a pitch, I suppose, for Colm and Neil? There's two different dynamics there. Would Colm be the quiet kind of guy and Neil would be the noisy one when it comes to the field, Ryan? You've got a big smile on your face there, so you know a lot more about it than I do. You're taking your time with an answer here.
You want to answer that? No, Colin was quiet. Now he done his tackling with his boots. I think we all know Neil was a tough tackling defender. I don't think any forward ever come off the pitch thinking I want to mark Neil McGee again the next day. It was tough, intense, you know, and he's always done his job. And Colin McFadden, to me, is one of the best forwards to ever play for Donegal. Yeah. He was outstanding. And but to bring their their experience into these young lads, you know, it must be great for them, you know, to see, you know, just to listen to them, you know, and take on board what they're saying at training. It has to be a huge, huge plus for them.
Yep. Previous semi-finals, obviously you were involved in 2012. Like that Cork performance to get to the All Ireland decider was exceptional back then, so it was. Right.
Yeah, it was outstanding that game from, you know, with some player, Neil Gallagher. I still remember Neil Gallagher from that game.
Caught everything that came to
him. I never seen him have a game like it. It was unbelievable. And Frank McGlynn that day. But it was a team effort, you know, boys coming off the bench. You know, it's just a massive, massive effort. And, you know, we didn't fear going out that day against Cork. You know, we had that much belief. We actually didn't really fear anybody that year, did we, Declan? We had that much belief that the work we put in and, you know, the instructions we were given from Jim and the team, you know, we knew if we took that on board that we would, you know, and perform to what we could, that we would come out the right side, you know. But it was a massive game, you know, to get over that semi-final and get into the final, you know, it was huge. Yep. Huge.
Another semi-final which stands out was 2014, Declan. You were obviously part of that group as well, where we beat Dublin. And like some might say, the All-Ireland success in 2012 was immense, but I know from watching it you were really, really nervous. And when it came to 14, the semi-final, when the shackles was off and we weren't being given a hope, that was probably at times maybe a more enjoyable performance. So it was. But for that day against Dublin, like the excitement, the joy in the Donegal supporters, and the way that Donegal turned that game midpoint in the first half, like it was phenomenal football. It was a phenomenal day, a day that you'll never forget.
Yeah, because that was that it almost felt like a final that day. Just the atmosphere beforehand and the way the game played out. But I remember Jim just had us so well coached for that game. I think the one bit of caution is we were further outsiders for that game than Meath are for this game. I think we were like 7-1 or something. But I remember the night before, you might remember too, in the hotel, that the team talk we had and the tactics we had, we knew we were winning that game, and there was no doubt about it that we were winning the game against Dublin that day, and that was the sort of belief Jim put into us. But again, we just have to be cautious that Meath are kind of are a similar position this weekend, where no one's given them a chance, and so they have nothing to lose like we did that day as well. So
is there a big health warning with that for the weekend, that Meath are nobody's? Not that nobody's given them hope, but they would be seen as underdogs, Ryan. And Graham Gearty actually said it along with Brendan in the DL debate on Monday night, that there's a feeling in Meath around that 96. Back then, nobody gave Meath a chance in 96, and there's a sort of similar feeling down there. So this game obviously has to come with a big warning for Donegal, so it does. You can't write anybody off.
No, you can't write anybody off, but yeah, they're definitely underdogs, but I still think that Jim McGuinness will have the boys well-trained and prepared for this. I just think Donegal have better footballers. We have a better squad. I think we're fitter, we're stronger. I think we just get it start from the start. I don't think we'll get away what we've done the last two games in the first half. Against what we've done Louth, we were slow in the first half. Monaghan, as Paul said earlier, I was worried at half time too. I thought we looked very flat, but we came out in the second half. We won't get away with that this weekend. I think Donegal have to come out of the traps early and, you know, and put their marker on the game. It's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be really, really tough, but I just think we have enough to pull away in the last 10, 15 minutes.
Yep. You know? If we put Meath in a position where they have to chase us. Now, I was at the fundraiser this morning for Donegal GAA and Clanree, which was a huge success and fair play to everybody involved in setting that up, and there was 500 people in the room, and it was a fantastic morning and hugely positive around Donegal football at the moment. And when you've got positivity and that spreads in, I suppose, to the senior setup as well, Declan, that all bodes very, very well, so it does. And listen, if Donegal can be positive from the start, and my point is if they can put Meath in a position where they have to chase us. Now, I know the way football's been played at the moment, that a 6, 7, 8 point lead, as Donegal showed, isn't massive. But somebody at that event had said that Meath had kicked more 2-pointers, I think, than any of the other last 4 teams. But if Donegal forced them into that position where they have to try and close down and chase us, that could cause problems for me, so it could obviously benefit us.
Yeah, and I think our bad start against Monaghan like mightn't be a bad thing now for Jim to use for the team. And yeah, if they fall behind, yeah, I think then a bit of doubt might creep in. It's a big leap going from a group stage as a quarterfinal into a semi-final. It's a big jump and the pressure ramps up. So yeah, I think if Donegal get going early with the intensity and the speed and the heat that's going to be on Sunday as well, I think that could be a way to get kind of, I think, the doubt in the Meath heads.
the hurt of last year losing a semi-final, will that be a factor in this group? Will that have been pinned from early on, do you feel, going, right, okay, we lost an hour, and so we need to, if we want to go one better, we need to get over the line in a semi-final and make it the final. Is that a driving force behind it, would you feel, Declan?
A bit. I think Jim was always one, he was always good at kind of journeys, and the team were on a journey, like, so he would have seen that as part of the journey, and obviously that day just things didn't happen for the team, but they will have taken lessons from that, and hopefully they can take that into this year's semi-final, and that's probably the biggest advantage I see. Meath won't have that kind of semi-final big day experience that Donegal have got last year, so hopefully that those lessons will help the team make sure they get over the line this week.
Okay. Right, we're going to wrap things up again. Gentlemen, many thanks for joining us tonight. Good to see you. One final shout. The game's going to pan out what way, Ryan? Your expert opinion. You are a pundit now, so you are.
Donegal did pull away in the last 10 or 15 months, right, and we will won by 5 or 6 points.
Okay, and it's going to be a Donegal v who final?
Oh, I hope Kerry.
Right, okay. Declan, you're a special guest. You've come the whole way from the Farnay County to join us tonight.
Yeah,
so
it wouldn't be a pundit like Ryan there, but I think Donegal will get over the line. I think they'll have too much, and I just don't know why. I think Tyrone might do a job in Kerry and have an Ulster final then to look forward to.
Okay, we'll wait to see how it goes. Give a big round of applause. Declan Walsh, Ryan Bradley, delighted that they could join us tonight. Thanks again for coming up, guys. And also, once again, many thanks to those who contributed tonight to the programme. Philip McLaughlin, the chairman. Paddy McLaughlin, coach down here in Carndonagh. Michael O'Donnell, the senior manager of Carndonagh. Daniel McCauley, Dave Padraic, Johnny Toy as his security tonight, coming with them. Paul McGonigal of Buncrana. His security was Malachy McCann, the chairman of Buncrana, who's here. And we've got Paul Gallagher, who's right-hand man, Paul. Pat McLaughlin, who is the chairman of Mallon, is alongside him as well. So many thanks to all of you for coming tonight, and indeed to all the people from Carndonagh who are here. One last roar, go ahead. Thanks for looking after us tonight, and the wonderful tea ladies that are in the back, they get their mention as well. They've got a spread of sandwiches. We've been very well looked after, and it was lovely for us from a Highland point of view to come down to the show. We don't get the chance too often, but we're down here in the heart of it in Carndonagh. So thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show, and from us, the very best of luck to Donegal in the All-Ireland semi-final on Sunday.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leader in sports equipment for clubs and schools at michaelmurphysports.ie.